So I want to tell you about this great new mattress, Casper Mattresses.
Do you need a website but you don't know how to program? Like a dang moron?
What kind of box do you think it comes in? You think it comes in a giant box the size of a house?
No.
You think it comes in a box the size of a couch?
No.
A box the size of a microwave?
No.
A box the size of a lamp?
Yeah, baby.
Take a guess.
Yeah, I'm gonna say a lamp.
What size of fridge kind of box do you think it comes in?
Does it come in a fridge box?
A regular size fridge box?
Mini fridge?
A size of box the size of a mini fridge.
Oh my god. I gotta get me one of these Caspers.
And then just have the box and throw it the mattress.
Yeah.
The box is the selling point.
Yeah.
It's so great.
It's like...
You just let the mattress floof out, and then you've got your money's worth, and
yes.
You throw the mattress away.
Yes.
Oh my god, I need a new mattress. My mattress.
You should get a Casper mattress and enter offer code FFWR at checkout. I haven't seen a script, but I've no doubt. If it isn't up to par, they'll chuck it out. Ooh, la 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 la. Friends are cracking wise, but I can see the envy in their eye. Ooh, la 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 la. Now I'm suffocating in the makeup chair, underneath the corner glue and a bag of hair. I'm looking like an overgrown shih tzu. Somehow I always knew I'd be a teen wolf too.
I did take Tuesday off because I woke up without a voice. My throat was actually sore, like it hurt.
Right.
So I was like, ah. It wasn't so much like, I don't think I'll be able to get my work done. It was more like, I deserve it. I've been putting up with this bullshit, I'm gonna just take a day off. Mm-hmm.
Sick days are a good excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If not now, who will?
Mm-hmm.
So I took the day off, and I just, you know, recovered, just slept, and drank lots of juice, and ate lots of soup. And my throat was doing the scratchy thing, so I was just like, even though it hurt a little bit, I would just say what I was doing because it sounded so funny. Like, I would just be like, oh, making a pizza, but because I'm making a pizza.
You had a permanent fan in front of you?
Yeah, exactly. Like I had just inhaled helium, mm-hmm. And it was like, it was a little bit painful, but it was still so funny.
Yeah, sounding, exactly.
So I was just like narrating my day as I was like laying on the couch watching Star Trek. Watching Star Trek. I love the, whoa, look at that guy. He's got on the spaceship. Where are they going to go?
Yeah.
And then I would die for a while, and then I'd,
hey, yep. when you're dying, it's the little things that keep you going.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm in the recovery period of mm-hmm. having a cold, where everything is being expelled from my face at once. Lots of snot, lots of phlegm, lots of coughing.
Yes.
It's very satisfying, because I've been very stuffed up this week. But it is also very, very gross. So, like, when I'm at work, I feel very guilty for my workmates, because I'm just blowing my nose for, like, five minutes straight, and it's so gross. And I can't just, like, go to the bathroom every 10 minutes to just blow my nose. So
yeah.
Occasionally I will just, like, wash my hands in the middle of the day or something. I had a little bottle of, what do you call it?
Hand sanitizer?
Yeah, hand sanitizer that I was using a lot, but yeah.
It seems like one of those things that's, like, we only get a certain amount of sick days, but, like, you don't want me here. Why... Like, I am gross, and, like, my work is suffering, and I'm gonna, like, make everyone else sick. Why not just, like, I don't know, give me some more sick days?
Yeah. The problem is that sicknesses, like, linger for so long.
Yeah.
And we're all just cross-contaminating each other all the time that, like...
It's not a perfect way to do it.
Yeah. So, but I agree. More sick days.
More sick days.
Or at least, like, as many sick days as I need.
Yeah, exactly. The man. Welcome to Fan Fiction Writer's Room. I'm your editing manager, Spencer Suarez.
And I'm your managing editor, Liz Cernick.
Here on Fan Fiction Writer's Room, we take characters submitted by you, the listener, and weave them into a masterpiece in the way all great stories were meant to be told by amateurs on the internet.
If you'd like to suggest characters for us, submit your characters to ffwrshow@gmail.com.
So you're sick.
I'm sick. And so occasionally if there's a little bit awkward cuts that you hear now and then, my unstoppable coughing fits are probably the culprit.
Yes. As opposed to when we regularly awkward cut.
Just because, like, we suck at this.
Just because, yeah, we're
amateurs on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think, like, if I have any good sick day stories, or what do you do when you're sick? How do you take care of yourself?
So here's what I do on sick days. I take care of myself by sleeping all day, watching TV on my couch for an hour, sleeping on my couch in the evening, going back to bed and not being able to sleep because I slept all day, and then finally falling asleep at 5 a.m. and making myself even more sick for the next day.
Okay.
And then still going to work the next day because I've already missed a day.
Exactly. You can't miss 2 days.
But honestly, like, I do the whole shebang. I eat soup.
Mm-hmm.
I drink lots of tea.
Mm-hmm.
I take cough syrup regularly. Mm-hmm. You gotta take medicine. A lot of people just, like, take the day off and then don't take medicine. It's like, what? Medicine is a real thing. Like, it'll help you get better. Especially if you have a fever. That's
right.
The main thing that's, like, if you are sick, like, it's not just, like, you'll feel better. It's like, no, you should take medicine for your fever. You could make yourself actually sick.
Right.
And need intervention. Like, fevers are dangerous. Take an Advil. Take a cough syrup with a fever suppressant.
What was your grandma's remedy for sick days? My grandma was like, drink a Coca-Cola. It was like...
That's so funny! Is this on your dad's side?
This is on my mom's side.
Oh, really? Okay, because I was going to say, Coca-Cola specifically, in Eastern medicine, is thought of as like... Like the way in the West, old-timey thought is like whiskey.
Right.
Is good for you. Like Coca-Cola. It's a medicine, a medicinal drink.
Hmm.
I wonder if that's, like, how it was sold back in the day. Like, with the cocaine aspect in
right.
it or something.
Maybe. I'm not entirely
like,
sure.
As, like, a...
It is my... To give some context, this is my immigrant grandmother who came from the Czech Republic during the war. So she escaped...
Like World War II?
Yes. Escaped the Nazis. Came to Canada... what I also know about, like, I mean, she grew up in the Czech Republic, but, like, I know that...
Oh, was she a young adult?
Yes.
It wasn't, like, fled as a baby with her parents?
No.
Okay.
Yes. Coca-Cola was banned in Germany.
What?
Because it was an American product.
Oh, okay.
And Fanta only existed, so Coke made a separate product... called Fanta to sell to Nazi Germany.
Oh, that's why Fanta exists!
And that's why Fanta exists.
Oh my god!
Because Coke didn't want to lose out on the money they were making in Germany. So that's the only reason Fanta exists.
That is my favorite fact!
Yeah.
I don't know why. It suddenly makes the world make so much more sense. Because why does Fanta exist? There's a reason!
You've been sitting awake in bed all...
I didn't even know that this question was lingering inside me.
There was a piece of you that was missing. It was like, why does Fanta exist? And now you know.
Right. Excellent. Excellent. Okay.
So I...
I do have a funny sick day story, though.
Okay, yes.
My mom... We always had these cups. They were little plastic cups, and they had removable lids that were like sippy cup lids. And there was four of us, my siblings.
Yes.
And all relatively close in ages. We were all just like 2 years apart. So my mom kind of just always had a young kid around.
Right.
So that means that like my youngest brother grew up pretty fast, and my oldest sister grew up kind of, like, you know what I mean? Grew up kind of slow. Like it was normal for all of us to still eat dinosaur chicken fingers.
Yes.
Because, well, he used dinosaur chicken fingers,
right.
So I get, you know, even though she's 10 or whatever.
Yes.
So anyways, sick days, we always used the sippy cups. Little
right.
plastic
yeah, yeah,
cup
yeah.
with a lid on top. And the specific sippy cups that we had were like those sports bottle drinks. You turn it upside down and nothing spills out. You have to actually suck on it to get any liquid out. And I've never seen them anywhere else.
Yeah.
I don't know where to buy them. But they were actually super useful. So you're sick, you're laying on a couch, and you've got this sippy cup, like held in your mouth sideways, and you're just, like, sucking on ginger ale, watching TV,
yeah.
And it's so convenient. And it was like, yeah, the sick day cups. And then I was sick one day in high school, and I had a bunch of friends come over, and of course I was laying on the couch, and they came over to, like, oh, feel better, Liz.
Uh-huh.
I had my Kleenex box near me, and of course I had my sippy cup next to me. And my friend picks it up and is like, what the fuck? Is this? And I just stared at him and was like, no, I'm sick, it's ginger ale. And I was like, the end, that's the story.
Yep.
And everyone
that completes
is
this,
like,
the
that
question.
Does not this is for babies.
Yeah.
Like, you're sucking on a bottle. What is it? It wasn't a bottle, but it was a... Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's not a sick day cup? I legit thought that's what they're for just drinking on the couch.
I love the assumptions you make as a child. That's like,
yeah,
my life is the normal one, and everything else is weird.
It was so funny that it was like this perfectly scripted sitcom moment of all my friends together all at once observing this bizarre thing.
Yes.
Which I'm still not ashamed of it. It's very convenient. If I could find those same Sippy Cutlets, I'd buy some for myself these days.
They must be at Walmart or Costco or something.
I don't know if it's just, like, out of vogue, but the various, like, the Sippy Cup lids you can buy anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a different kind. It's just an opening.
Oh, it's so not it would the still ones spill you on grew you. Up.
It's not these specific,
yeah,
scientifically formulated non-spill lids that, yeah.
It's like... Who says that that's for babies?
Right? Why do we have just open containers?
Maybe adults spill on themselves sometimes.
Yeah. Well, we were at the movie at the Rio the other day, and the water that they don't have, like, regular ass soft drink lid and cups for when you get water. It's just like a cup. I was like, I have just an open cup in the theater. I'm going to spill it. I'm in the dark. I got two armrests. I got two people on either side of me.
Yeah. I hate... Every restaurant does this, or not every restaurant, but every, like, fast food joint or does it where, like, you ask for water and they give you the, like, baby cup for the water. And it's like, no, I want, give me the soda cup. It's like, I'm not going to steal your Coke. I'm not going to, like, go to the, I wanted a water. Like, can we at least have this agreement that, like, if I'm going to steal, I'll take the little cup. But if I'm a regular person that... just wants a large water, then you can give me a regular cup.
Yeah. I actually really like at Cineplex Odeons, they have a specifically designated water cup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty normal-ass cup size.
Okay.
It's like, great, this is great.
And this you go is
to
my
the,
water cup.
You go to the soda machine and you fill it up with water yourself. They trust you.
Yes.
And I have never broken that trust. Because I love water. And I do not want them to stop doing that. So I don't want to, like, ruin it for everybody.
My ex was once like, you know you can pour other things in there. And I was like, I wanted a water.
The funny thing about that is, like, that's basically someone turning to you and saying, like, you're about to buy a chocolate bar at a grocery store. And they're like, you know you can just, like, put that in your pocket and walk out. Like, yeah, I know I can just steal. Like, I'm aware of that. That is stealing, you know?
This same ex, on Christmas Eve, we went to a Chinese restaurant to pick up takeout.
Fun fact, you know you can just, like, grab the containers and walk out the door and not pay.
Yeah.
Like, and then just run down the block.
But
not a lot of people know that. You can just do that.
But, you know, I picked up this takeout, and then I paid for it, and I gave them a pretty good tip, because it was Christmas Eve.
Good job.
And then she was like, we got takeout. You don't need to tip. And it's like, it's Christmas.
But, like, also by that logic, when you get delivery, when you get a waiter at your table, you don't need to tip. Like,
tip? What is a tip?
You want to give them some money.
Yeah.
They're working. Like, I love tipping.
Tipping?
Actually, I do wish that our minimum wage was higher and that there wasn't separate rules and that tipping culture was gone because why shouldn't they just make a decent wage from their job in the first place? But because we live in North America and tipping culture is here to stay, like it or not, or we would need a major overhaul of a lot of things, I love tipping. I love tipping large tips because I've never had disposable income before.
Right.
Like, and I've been an adult working adult jobs and not having disposable income, you know? So every time I'm like, 20%, oh yeah, 25%,
50%, whoa, high roller.
Oh man, I'll just pay you twice, keep the change, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, one time at the mall, this, like, the male equivalent of the angry mom, I guess just the angry dad.
Yeah.
You know, the 40-year-old white entitled asshole?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a busy time in the food court mall, and their machines were broken. Like, obviously something had gone wrong, and they were counting out change by hand, and someone was furiously typing on the monitors and fixing it, and it was like, obviously something has completely fucked up at this establishment. So the line was really slow.
Yeah.
And he, like, barges his way to the front and is like, I was gonna buy from you, but the line is so slow that you're not even gonna get my service. And then he leaves, and I'm like, what just happened?
Yeah.
And I was only like two, it was like my turn next, so immediately I was like, I pay, and then I just like take out $20 from my bag, and I'm like, here, have money, because your tills are down, and that guy's an asshole. I'm like, what even just happened? Yeah. And the girl's like, oh, are you sure? Are you sure? And I was like, yeah, like, fucking, I've worked retail, it sucks when the tills are down, just take it. Mm-hmm. They were so like, oh, thank you so much. But I was like, I love the fact, like, living in Vancouver, it's hard, rent is high, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. But I also love the fact that I can just, $20 ain't no thing
mm-hmm.
for me.
It's like, we've talked about when you offer to pay for someone, and they go, oh no, like, please, like, you don't have to. And it's like, no, I'm doing this for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, as much as you think this is for you, this is for me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I wasn't giving $20 to this person in front of me. I was giving $20 to 10 years ago Liz,
working
at Laura Secord, saying, oh man, this sucks. Just want to make the world better mm-hmm. somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is paying it forward.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Would you like to write some fan fiction with me?
I would. I think I would.
Okay. Our first character this week is Vegeta.
That's right.
The Prince of the Saiyans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I love about Vegeta...
Vegetable.
Yes. If you have never realized that all of the Dragon Ball characters are vegetable puns?
Yeah. Well, they're food puns.
Food puns? Yeah. Just food puns in general?
Yeah. Well, because in Dragon Ball itself, there's literally a character named Lunch.
Okay.
Krillin, I think, is meant to be like a cruller, like a donut?
Okay.
Krillin? I might be wrong, though. I always thought his name was a donut pun, but...
I'm not
entirely
sure.
Not that I say it out loud. I'm second-guessing everything that I've thought.
The most obvious one is Piccolo Pickle.
That's the most obvious one?
Is it not?
Not the character named Lunch?
I mean, I don't know Lunch.
I guess that's from Dragon Ball.
Yeah, okay. I'm not aware of Lunch, but see, I'm aware of Piccolo.
The problem with Piccolo is that there's a thing called a piccolo.
Oh, that's true.
You know, flute. Kakarot.
I had forgotten.
Kakarot.
Okay, Kakarot.
Kakarot and Raditz next to each other was like, okay. And then Vegeta appears and you're like, oh, okay,
yes.
I got it.
So, Vegeta... is, like, the ultimate rival character.
Mm-hmm.
He's always living in the shadow of Goku. He always wants to be stronger than Goku. And I friggin' love rival characters.
Yeah.
The
heel face turn character, the was a villain, now is, like, grumpy... When they're not, like, oh, now I'm a good guy, now I'm pure of heart. An asshole, they're just on the good guy side now.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, mm-hmm. It's my favorite.
I had recently just watched the first chunk of Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
Naruto.
Otherwise known as the good part of Naruto.
Yes, exactly.
It's pronounced Naruto.
Naruto?
When you watch the like subs, it sounds like they're saying Naruto.
Okay.
Like N-A-R-T-O.
Okay. But I hate Sasuke.
Mm-hmm.
Sasuke's the worst.
Right.
But one of the best parts of Naruto is when the two of them are competing to climb the tree,
mm-hmm.
and whoever can get to the highest point and cut into it, is like them competing against each other to reach the top was so good, and it was just very, very satisfying, and it was like, that was one of the peaks.
Yeah. I also really liked that part because a nice Sakura moment. Where she's like, hey, what's up? This is easy.
Anyways, back to Vegeta.
Okay, Vegeta.
So, I mean, Vegeta is like, his whole thing is wanting, he thought he was the best. He was, like, the best.
Mm-hmm.
He was this prince.
Yeah.
He was...
Golden Boy. Strongest Saiyan.
Strongest Saiyan in the galaxy
mm-hmm.
until he met Goku, who's a
this
commoner.
This literally brain-damaged backwoods yokel. Like, that's a literal part of Goku's backstory.
Yeah.
He was an evil, angry Saiyan, and then he had a concussion, and now he's nice. Like, he's literally brain damaged.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So it's not just that he met his rival, it's that he met his rival in this idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So,
what's so funny is going back and rewatching the beginning episodes of Dragon Ball and seeing Vegeta, and it's like, holy shit, he was not supposed to become a good guy, because he's drawn so comically, he's so ugly, he's so short, his forehead is so large. His hair is so ridiculous.
His design is so funny.
And then you compare really him to like how him. He's drawn now, and you're like, oh my god. It's so different. It's not that, like, the style of the show is evolved, because a lot of characters are still drawn exactly like they used to be drawn. But he specifically is, like, so... Like, they just raised his height inch by inch by inch
by inch.
Oh, yeah. They lowered his forehead inch by inch.
It's funny.
I think mostly they just, like, replaced forehead height body height.
Thinking about it, I had never realized how many Dragon Ball characters' shortness equals bad guy. Frieza is short.
Oh, you're right.
Vegeta was short.
That little tiny main bad guy in Dragon Ball.
Yeah, even Krillin, who was a rival character for a while, is like a joke is that he's short. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I guess it's an easy way to be like comical ugly, you know? I miss Goku's tail.
Yeah.
I'm sad that they got rid of Saiyan's tails.
It's weird.
It's a weird decision, honestly, because, like, that's such an iconic, good, different thing that, like, makes them alien. I don't know. It's a very weird decision.
The thing, I know...
Especially since the moon is literally destroyed.
Yeah.
Like, they could just have tails.
Toriyama, like, saying, like, GT is bad and we hate GT and everything, I think... Bringing back the monkeyness to Super Saiyan, it was a very good decision.
Yeah, I actually really like, was it Super Saiyan 5 or whatever?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And now
really
that
sure.
they have, like, so
Super
he
Saiyan
got,
Rose?
Yeah, so he got rid of the, like, the fancy Super Saiyans from GT, and yet he brought back multiple levels of Super Saiyan-ness and got rid of all the fun design elements?
Yeah.
Like, I agree with you, like, that's... terrible. It's terrible design.
Because, yeah, it's really weird how this part of what makes a Saiyan is that they become giant apes.
Right, exactly. And then they have a holdover from their giant apes with their little tails.
Yeah, and that's really interesting. And it's also a holdover from when it was more...
Yeah, Journey to the West.
By Journey to the West. Yeah. And, like, that's just totally removed in Dragon Ball Z, I guess, especially...
I guess Dragon Ball Super, also.
Yeah. Like, Gohan still became an ape for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that was, like, the last holdover. Did even Goten ever become an ape?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's a weird thing that's, like, kind of forgotten. I guess just...
Has Goten ever had a tail?
So, what I want to do with Vegeta is write a rivalry story, but with one of our other characters.
Right.
So...
Actually, I think this is a good time to segue into my Dragon Adventure.
Okay.
I dream of a galaxy where your eyes are the stars and the universe worships the night.
Careful. Putting me on a pedestal so high you may not be able to reach me.
Then I'll learn how to fly. You are the heart in my day and the soul in my night.
Because my Trek adventure is over. I have finished.
Oh, no.
I have finished. No, it's good.
Okay.
It's a happy ending.
Happy
I have finished
ending.
The Next Generation. And it's a great series and I love it. But Riker is no longer my favorite character.
Mm. Please inform
I
us.
Think I liked the idea of Riker. Not so much the reality of Riker, because I liked him when I had just seen episodes.
So what is the idea versus the reality?
Well, the idea is that he's handsome,
Wait. Please imagine the meme, idea versus reality.
Right.
As Liz explains this.
Yeah. So the idea of Riker is that he's handsome, suave, lady killer, and kind of goofy.
Yes. He has a sense of humor about him.
And just wants to bone. And he's up for anything. He's like, he's down for it.
Yeah.
Let's see what's up on this crazy planet. Yeah, man. I'm gonna do it. The reality is that he's like this career-oriented, no-nonsense commander. So there's specific episodes where the character, like, directly contradicts what another episode has set up.
Okay.
It kind of feels like different writers had just a different idea of what they wanted. To happen. And also the fact that he gained a bit of weight pretty early
right,
in the season.
Yeah.
which just kind of changes the dynamic of how you view the character and mm-hmm. how the writers seem to view the character.
Yeah.
So he became kind of this like stern dad figure more than anything in a weird way. Yeah. He's always like getting mad at people for like.
Because stern dad seems like Picard's role.
Exactly. Yeah. So it. And the couple episodes that I really like Riker.
In my head, Picard is the stern dad and Riker's the fun uncle.
I even said that on the last show one
exactly.
time. So the episodes that I like Riker in is when he's portrayed as, you know, the fun uncle. He's up for anything. And especially when he's having, like, sexy adventures.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they seem to go hard in this, like, he's very career-oriented and he's very, like, he's stern. He's always getting mad at, like, subordinates and underlings. Mm. There's an entire episode of from the point of view of the lower deck. It's literally called the lower decks of, like, ensigns and how they view
them. So it's, like, Downton Abbey.
Sure. They're not servants.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
Also, I've never seen a second of Downton Abbey.
My parents love it.
Nothing about it. Sorry.
Yeah.
And he's like this stern, imposing figure to them. It's like, oh man. Anyway, so Data is very good.
Mm-hmm.
So Data is my favorite character, but who's actually my favorite character is like. Literally,
you're like a child who's like, my favorite is this, but also my favorite is
yeah,
this.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how I feel. Every character that comes onto the show as a recurring character, but not part of the main cast,
yes,
is so so good. Lore is my favorite character. Lore okay. is Evil Data.
Oh,
he's just
right.
Evil Data. I have so many fanfic ideas about how Lore can like.
So Lore's become... not the character from The Weeknd.
And so having Vegeta is like that's what I want to happen to Lore. I want the Loki, the yes. heel face character. We want to help this character, rehabilitate him. We cannot trust him, mm-hmm. and we need him on a leash.
God, Loki's so good.
He's so good. So, anyways, that's what I want for Lore. Unfortunately, by the end of The Next Generation, he's just evil, and Data has to, like, turn him off. Like,
right. And he's played by Brent Spiner, right?
Yeah, he's played by Brent Spiner. What's really weird about the character of Lore is that, like, they take it for granted that Data just has sentience. Even though, like, he doesn't experience emotions. Like, there's a lot of potential argument to be made that, like, he is a thing, you know? That's what makes it really interesting.
That he's a thing, not a human.
Yeah, that he is... a machine.
Deserving of humanity
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, like, it's really interesting that all the characters just take it for granted that, like, yes, he has life.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, Lore doesn't deserve the same because they don't like Lore? Like, what was really funny was at the end of the episode, and Data's like, I'm sorry, brother, and he has to turn him off. I was like, well, so he just killed that dude.
Yeah.
Like, surely you would take him to jail. Mm-hmm. If it's a foregone conclusion that Data has sentience,
yes.
Surely Lore does.
Absolutely. Lore deserves the same... treatment.
As a human being, yeah, so it's very weird. Vash is also very good. She's the Indiana Jones-style adventurer who is sort of like a love interest for Picard now and then. Where
she's
the same. Picard loves her, they bone, and she cannot be trusted. At the end of every episode, she steals a thing from Picard and is like, see ya, and like jumps out a window or something. It's so good. I guess she's more Laura Croft than Indiana Jones in that regard then. But specifically, she raids, like, archaeological digs. And Picard loves archaeology. It was, like, his second career path choice. So, anyway, so secondary characters, so good on The Next Generation.
Secondary characters is the best. Speaking of Naruto, like, you get tired of...
Oh, yeah, the main three, blah.
And then, like, but, you like, get give me those so other, into those Rock other... Lee and
I love Shikamaru, yeah.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will write a Vegeta fanfiction.
Mm-hmm. I'm a great hairy hokalaka, lycanthrope, I've had a hair in my
soulbone, yeah. Welcome back. I would like to present a new segment, and this segment is called How Stinky?
Stinky.
So
question mark.
This is a segment where I go through a cast of characters from a particular franchise,
okay,
and we ask how stinky
are they.
So today we're going to be looking at Ocarina of Time, The Legend of Zelda. Mm-hmm. My first question is, King Zora, how stinky?
I think we all know the answer to that. Very.
Very stinky, okay.
Fish smell. Frozen fish smell? Then reheated.
Oh, yeah.
In a microwave at work. Am I right, fellas?
My next question is, Happy Mask Salesman. How stinky?
Oh, okay. Happy Mask Salesman is strong smelling.
Mm-hmm.
But not stinky like King Zora. Because he smells heavily of patchouli.
Okay.
And lavender.
Lavender, yeah. I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get a little sleepy when you bump into him. Because, yeah.
And weed.
Mmm.
He just smells very strongly. Like, he enters a room and then he leaves, and that room just smells like him forever.
Okay. Impa.
Impa?
How stinky? Impa is...
No, not stinky.
Not stinky? Impa's not stinky?
Impa?
Yeah.
Leader of the Sheikah?
Yeah.
Impa?
Yeah,
I mean, Impa. Maybe her armor's a little sweaty.
But you don't think she's stinky?
No.
Okay.
Why would Impa be stinky?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. That's what we're getting to the bottom of on this segment. How stinky?
Impa has no smell at all, actually.
Okay.
Not cologne. She unscented in deodorant.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. All natural toothpaste.
Okay. Okay, and finally, our final character on How Stinky.
How Stinky.
Windmill Man.
Ooh, so sweaty.
How stinky?
Oh, so sweaty.
So sweaty?
So B.O.
Just covered in B.O.?
Covered in B.O.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And wood smoke.
Yeah.
Somehow.
And like
farm smell.
Ooh.
Goat's chicken smell.
Yeah, like,
surely.
like the hay. Mm, like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, very earthy tone.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly B.O. though, because he's just drenched. He can't stop.
He's always
talk to him,
cranking
he's like, I can't
it.
Stop. And he's so mad that he can't stop.
Yeah.
And he's very...
He's like me when I was 17.
Cranking windmills all day long.
Cranking windmills. Can't stop cranking my windmill.
That's right.
Our characters this week... Do you know the characters this week?
I do. Not well.
Okay.
Enough to say hi in the hallways.
Okay, great. So I'm going to say... We're going to go with... The wow guy. No, wait. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. The guy in everyone's favorite Vine who witnesses a vape trick and is just unimpressed.
Well, a vape trick is an exaggeration.
Yes.
He witnesses some vaping.
He witnesses some vaping. But I'm gonna assume. Even the most impressive of vape tricks.
Yeah, yeah.
He would be mm-hmm. remain unimpressed.
Yeah.
And maybe Wow Guy is the judge. And Vegeta enters into a vape trick contest.
So maybe he just enters a blood sport tournament.
Okay.
And the Wow Man is just to get the best, most sincere Wow.
Okay, so... It's a fighting tournament in the style of all of the best shonen fighting tournaments.
Yes.
And
to the death?
Yeah, probably to the death. Do they fight to the death often in Dragon Ball?
No.
Especially not in the fight tournaments, right?
It's surprising how
little death there is.
Is there any?
Frieza dies.
Appa died.
And Piccolo dies and comes back.
Frieza comes back too.
That's true.
Everybody comes back.
But Frieza came back like years later at least.
Yeah.
Like Piccolo came back the next day.
The problem is that Goku just loves fighting too much.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to kill his rivals because then you don't get to fight them anymore.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So maybe, do you think Vegeta would vape?
Yeah. Vegeta seems like a vapor.
What was the podcast that had a Who Vapes segment?
It was Mabimbam.
Is it Mabimbam?
Yeah.
But they were going for real people.
Yeah, we were going
celebrities,
like
which one vapes? Right, it was two celebrities up against each other.
Right,
which one would vape out of the two of them.
Very good.
So Vegeta, vaping?
I think Vegeta would vape. It seems like in his character, I bet he likes like a nice smell, like a apple cinnamon vape. He probably doesn't go for like just the pure juice.
Probably Vegeta doesn't care for vaping.
Oh, okay.
But then he found out that you can be good at it.
Oh,
and then he was like, huh. And then he saw Goku blow a smoke ring once. He was like, really? Yeah. Really, Kakarot? That's how it's gonna fucking be? Watch this. And then he, like, disappears for 3 weeks, comes back with a vape.
Enters like, into the...
And he, like, does those things where you, like, make a ring, and then you blow octopus going through the ring, and he's like,
He enters into the hyperbolic time chamber to practice vaping.
Yeah. He doesn't care for the smell.
No.
He doesn't care for the juices. But oh man, is he good at it.
Yeah, so we open with Vegeta. Where are they? They are just hanging out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where do Goku and Vegeta just like
live?
Meet up?
Do they live in a city? Is it like Capsule City? There's probably a name.
I think for where there he lives. Is. Like, yeah. Where
Bulma's.
Yeah.
Company.
They just meet up.
Yeah.
As they do occasionally. Mm-hmm. And Goku.
I guess they're having a party at Bulma's mansion.
Sure.
That seems to be Super's whole deal. Let's all go to Bulma's mansion and have some fun.
And Goku's like, Vegeta, check this out. And he does. He blows a smoke ring.
Yeah.
And Vegeta is like, oh.
Kakarot!
You do Vegeta.
Kakarot. It's me, Vegeta.
That's a great Vegeta.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
You think you're better than me?
Vegeta, have you seen these new vapes? Oh, they're so great.
He's like, yeah, I know about vaping. I know all about vaping. You think I don't? I'm gonna go get my vape right now. And then he runs to the store, buys a vape.
Yeah.
Jumps in the hyperbolic time chamber. And everyone's just like sitting around chatting. They've forgotten about it by this time.
Exactly. Weeks go by. Trunks is without a father for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And suddenly, he comes back.
Yeah.
With his...
A 40-year-aged Vegeta comes back and says, with his cane, Kakarot! Look at this! And he blows the giant ship that, like, Gandalf blew in the Lord of the Rings movie. He's like, floating through the air.
And the two of them hear that there is a vape tournament coming up.
Mm, that's right.
So they enter into the vape tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, celebrity Warau guy is going to be there.
Why are you saying Warau?
Because, I mean, that's how the internet has decided it is spelled.
W-R-O-W.
Yes, how his wow was pronounced. Because it's wow, yeah.
Wow.
It's a bit of a, there's a kind of like roll to it.
Like a cat kind of.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I suppose you could also make it a meow, like a E-O-W, a weow.
Wow.
But the internet has decided it is wow.
So how do you spell Owen Wilson's wow, then?
I believe that one is just a regular O. I think when they say...
Or do you just spell it Owen Wilson's wow?
I believe,
and then he said Owen Wilson's wow.
Yes, I believe when you do an edit of... Attack of the Clones, but every time a lightsaber hits, it's Owen Wilson's wow. You just spell it Owen Wilson's wow.
Mm,
but if you did an edit of Attack of the Clones, but every time it's wow,
yeah, every time it's vape guy,
it's vape guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And if you put on subtitles for that Attack of the Clones edit, it would also just say lightsaber sounds Owen Wilson's wow.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
So. We are now crafting a tournament arc.
Yeah.
Now, how do tournament arcs start? I guess we know that there are brackets, and that all these characters who we've come to know are going to fight.
Oh my god.
I think it's going to be all of our Dragon Ball faves.
Yes.
But they're vaping.
Yes.
So we got Piccolo, Krillin,
mm-hmm.
Gohan... Goku, Vegeta, Bulma.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Tien.
Yamcha. Yamcha.
I think Yamcha already knows how to vape, actually.
He's Yamcha like, might win the tournament.
Yamcha's like the surprise underdog.
Yeah.
No one...
Everyone underestimates Yamcha.
Yeah, yeah. Lunch.
Lunch. Okay, can you tell me who Lunch is? I actually don't know who Lunch is.
Lunch is a beautiful woman.
Okay.
Who, every time she sneezes, she turns into a monster.
Okay, so it's very Dragon Ball. It's very like...
Yeah, oh yeah. And I think she lives...
To the Lord of the Rings.
I think she lives with Master Roshi for a time because he loves sexy ladies.
Right.
And she's like his assistant or something.
Okay.
I've actually not experienced Lunch in the wild.
Okay.
Used to say, I've only looked up who the character Lunch is and then, oh, okay.
You were like, there's a character named Lunch? Yeah. Hilarious. I'm going to read the Wikipedia article.
Yeah, I think the North American dub of Dragon Ball that we got may have not even went as far as the character.
Oh, interesting.
Because I don't know if the actual full series of Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball, a mystic adventure, a boy and a girl
in the struggle for truth.
Dragon Ball.
So come on our journey, the fun and excitement are waiting for you. So like 85-95% of anyone listening to this is like, what are they doing? It's the Canadian, specifically Canadian.
We had our own theme song.
It's the best. Look it up. Like, look it up. It will improve your life.
Yes.
Very good.
Also, check out the Canadian Dragon Ball Z theme song.
Oh, yeah, that's different, too.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what other ones there are. Those are the two most famous.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a lot of them that are
there might be. The reason why was because on a Canadian channel need to have a specific amount of Canadian programming.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was they dubbed these shows in Canada and called it Canadian programming.
Yeah, so they got their Canadian content percentages.
Despite the fact that the voice actors are the same in the American and the Canadian and are essentially reading the same lines, but are just slight variants to make it a Canadian program.
Mm-hmm.
I think first up, we have... Let's go Piccolo versus Krillin.
Okay.
And obviously, Piccolo vapes a perfect image of Gohan.
His one and only son.
His one and only son.
Mm-hmm.
And it warms... It brings a tear to Rauga. It breaks his cynical heart just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I too had a father. But he says that with his... He was like, wow, wow.
Wow,
wow.
Yeah, subtitles.
Yeah. And what would Krillin vape? I mean...
Like a sweet car. Sweet Mustang.
I love that we're just assuming that you can make shapes.
Yeah, I know. And also, none of these characters have, like, practiced the same way Vegeta has, apparently. They just all can vape.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very shonen, though.
Yeah, like, for sure. I love that, like, everyone could just fly
really...
in Dragon Ball Z. Like, they just... Yeah, now they can all fly.
Yeah, well, at least they had that arc where Gohan teaches Videl to fly.
Mm.
Which is kind of neat. Which is like, if I was in the Dragon Ball universe, apparently I could fly too. Just a nice thought.
Can humans fly?
Nice thought to have. Yeah, Krillin.
Right, Krillin's human, yeah.
I was reading about this and it was like, it was probably a tweet or something, and someone was like, you know, Krillin's canonically the strongest human in the universe. Like, the fact that he's even still in the roster, he's the only human out of the bunch
that's
like, still in the running.
Yeah. Okay, so, our tournament opens. It's a nice sunny day.
Where is it held?
It's held in Seattle.
Hmm. In the first Starbucks?
Yes, in the first Starbucks. It's held
top of the Seattle Tower.
Yes.
Where is this first Starbucks is?
Yes,
the rotating Starbucks on the top of the Seattle Tower, as we all know.
Mm-hmm. The giant logo spinning around, watching over the city.
Yes, protecting the city. Guarding it.
And our heroes appear.
They do the little thing.
Yeah.
They all appear on the top of the tower.
Mm-hmm. All the people competing in the vape tournament
I think it is the Universal Vape Tournament.
The Universal Vape Tournament.
Yes. So it...
What does that entail?
From all planets.
Okay.
But... Can land and compete.
Okay. But...
You know, like the Tenkai Budokai.
Okay.
Maybe this just is the Tenkai Budokai, but it's the vape...
The vape equivalent.
So they have the Tenkai Budokai Fighting Tournament, and then... They also have the Tenkai Budokai, couples fighting tournament.
Okay.
And then they have the Tenkai Budokai vape tournament.
Right.
And then they also have, the different heats, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I guess heat's not the word for it. Lights? Styles?
Styles.
Fighting styles.
Fighting styles.
This is, vape foo.
Our first battle is Vegeta versus Gohan.
Okay. And Gohan... Now, what do their rigs look like?
Okay.
What are their vape rigs?
Now... I know everything about vaping.
As I do as well.
I know juice.
Uh-huh.
I know vape rigs.
That's right.
I'm imagining
you breathe in the juice air.
Yes.
And then it comes out of your mouth as cotton.
Right, cotton.
Cotton?
Cotton.
Because it's really thick smoke, and you can make it as thick as you want. I think you can customize the thickness.
Oh, okay. Well...
So it's thicker than, smoke, like regular old cigarette smoke.
So, how would... Okay. Gohan. Sweet, sweet Gohan.
Mm-hmm.
The goodest boy Gohan.
That's right.
Would probably, do what's best for the environment, I feel.
Oh. So he would not vape.
He would not vape.
He entered the contest just so that he could unveil a sign about the dangers of vaping.
Yes. Vegeta takes out his vape.
Before the match, he's like at UFC where they hype each other or they get hyped up and I just want to say I'm going to knock your lights out, man. Or big name events. And Vegeta's you're going to go down, tiny Goku. I forget your names. And then Gohan's I just wanted to tell everybody about the dangers of vaping. And then he pulls down a sign, starts going through them. Because it's bad for your lungs.
Yes.
It's not as... good for the environment as we all thought.
Mm-hmm.
And we all used to think that it was helping the trees.
We used to think that, but turns out, no. Turns out, no.
Air doesn't like vape.
And he takes the vape that he had to show to the tournament organizers to get into the tournament, and he breaks it.
Mm-hmm.
And he throws it on the ground, and he says, don't vape.
Yeah. And then, what's his slogan? Don't be an ape. Throw out your vape. And then there's a big drawing of the evil Saiyan monkey man, and he's chugging some vape juice. You don't drink it, and he's smoking a big.
He's taking a big fat
vapor dealy. He's taking a big vape, and there's a big red X around him.
Yes,
and it says, "Don't be an ape. Throw out your vape.
Throw out your vape." And Vegeta takes a big puff and blows it. And knocks Gohan back.
Yeah. Well, no, Gohan just keeps reciting that, and then he has to be dragged off by security guards.
Okay.
He had no intention of competing, actually.
Okay. So...
And Vegeta is so mad, because it means he won by default.
Right.
Which is
Vegeta
a coward's victory.
Exactly. So, Vegeta moves on to round two.
Mm-hmm.
Piccolo versus Mr. Satan.
Oh, so I know Mr. Satan as Hercule.
Yes. Hercule for the Westerners... Or people who never watched the sub.
Yeah. Was actually named Mr. Satan in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand why they changed it.
So, Hercule, Mr. Satan, is
Mr. Satan, Mr. Hercule Satan.
Mr. Hercule Satan. The whole deal is he's a big dumb idiot, right?
Mm-hmm. He's a blowhard who has a persona of a big strong fighter, but... he's actually not that strong of a fighter.
So what I'm going to say is, despite being a terrible fighter, he rules at vaping.
Or do you think that he thinks he rules at vaping, and he builds it up really well, and then he just blows some smoke rings? And maybe Majin Buu is just going crazy in the background, holding up signs, "We love Mr. Satan."
Right, yeah.
And Videl's waving sign,
okay.
"Go, Dad, go!"
I do like the idea that, it's... He, a lot of anticipation. He's I'm the best, and Piccolo's, stone cold.
Yeah. Well, Piccolo's actually sitting in a meditation.
Yes.
On the other side of the stadium.
Yes. And Mr. Satan's, repping up the crowd, going crazy. Everyone in the crowd's going nuts. Yeah. People are chanting, Mr. Satan, Mr. Satan.
Mr. Satan, Mr. Satan. Now, and his rig is a little plastic picture of his face.
I think it's
a minifig.
I think it's very big.
It's a tall pop,
he's overcompensating.
Funko Pop version of himself.
Okay, yes.
Picture of himself.
It's
a chibi of himself that's a foot tall.
He takes a big vape off his...
A big swig.
A big whiff?
I think it's called a whiff.
Okay, a big whiff.
He sticks it in his nose and takes a big whiff and then blows it out his mouth.
And it's the tiniest little...
A smoke ring.
Smoke ring.
Piccolo's in his meditation pose on the very other side of the stadium, and Mr. Satan and the crowd is silent. And Mr. Satan takes a big puff, and he blows a tiny little smoke ring, and it travels across the stadium. And it's still traveling.
Yes.
Traveling. It's getting closer to Piccolo's face. Puff! And it breaks on Piccolo's forehead, and Piccolo's eyebrow twitches.
Ooh. Yes.
And he gets the little vein in the corner of his temple.
Loves the vein.
And now... What's Piccolo's rig?
Piccolo's rig?
Now, he's a Namekian.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe his little antenna
just
goes down and he...
He's got a built-in vape?
Yeah. It's actually part of his Namekian
Namekians
biology.
Namekians are part vape?
They are. It's actually their third lung.
It stores juice.
Yeah, it stores juice. Well, he takes a swig of vape juice.
Yeah.
Because he has two tracheas, one for eating and one for collecting vape juice.
Yes.
And so he collects the vape juice with his juice box.
Yes.
Keeps it in his third lung.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's kind of bulging out the side. It's pretty gross looking, actually. And then a little opening appears, boop, on the tip of his antenna.
Mm-hmm.
And it grows, and it goes into his mouth. And he takes a puff, just like the caterpillar in Alice in Wonderland.
Yes. I think he just makes, I'm going to say...
A bigger smoke ring?
No. It's like an arrow, and it shoots out and hits Mr. Satan.
Oh, knocks him back.
Knocks him back, and it does the anime thing where we see it from like five different angles, and the noise goes like ping, and it's like ping, 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 and there's all the action lines.
Yeah, and then he's getting thrown back in the stadium, and his knees and his feet grind into the cement.
Mm-hmm.
And he just manages to hold on. And there's like a hole
in his shirt.
And there's like smoke arising from his chest.
Yeah.
You think you've won, green man? Well, let me tell you. You haven't seen the might yet of Hercule. I was going to say Poirot, but that's not my name. Satan is my name. Mr. Satan.
And Piccolo says...
He does the thing, right?
Yeah. And then Mr. Satan takes the biggest
puff yet.
Puff he has ever taken.
Well, he does a couple poses first.
Yes.
To prepare.
And then he takes
T-pose.
Flying crane. I don't know.
Flying V.
Flying V, yeah.
He does some yoga poses.
Yes.
Downward dog.
Mm-hmm. And then he takes the biggest puff he's ever taken, more than any one man should ever consume.
His chest expands, and he flexes his muscles.
He flexes, and the crowd's going wild. They're going nuts. Oh, my God, he's going to get them back.
Mm-hmm. Medium-sized smoke ring. Boo. And then he goes, and everyone's like, and then he holds up a finger. Wait for it. Second smoke ring. And this time they just dissolve before they even reach halfway across the stadium.
And the crowd looks at the wow guy. And the wow guy goes, wow.
He holds his thumb down.
Yeah.
Like Julius Caesar.
They execute Mr. Satan.
No, but he gets bad points.
Yeah, he gets bad points.
I like the idea that they're actually trying to knock each other out of the ring with the smoke.
I like that it's sumo wrestling.
But I guess there's also points to be awarded or non-awarded. So you get a certain amount of points, like you move on to the next round for knocking your opponent out of the ring.
Right.
But doing good vape tricks gets you points on top of that? Or maybe it's like maybe it's like Quidditch rules, like knocking your opponent out of the ring the just gets you a lot. The only sport
I actually understand.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's points to be gained, and then knocking your opponent out ends the match and gets you a lot of points. So if you were behind by a lot, like they did a sweet trick, and then you knocked them out of the ring, and then you got 100 points, but they had 200 points, you would still lose.
I like that.
And you end the match.
So, knocking your opponent out is worth 100 points, and style and finesse is worth whatever we... Yeah.
And you got to accumulate whatever those points.
Whatever the WoW guy decides. Yeah. That during, is the WoW guy's job, is to award
the
points.
The adjudicator, yes.
Yes.
And referee, if there's any...
Foul play.
Foul play, yes. Cheating.
If
you're using the wrong kind of juice.
Yes. That illegal...
put in your veins.
Oh. I thought...
Steroids. Juice is sometimes steroids.
Okay. Thank you, Liz. Yeah. I am very innocent and don't know things.
Yeah.
That's
me. Fighter Liz.
I thought I got they all were using
UFC
those...
UFC knowledge.
Illegal juices. Oh, illegal vape juice.
Right. Like grape?
Grape.
Pineapple. Ooh, boy.
So I think Piccolo does a second arrow, knocks Mr. Satan off the ring. He goes, Mr. Satan goes down.
It's very slow motion. Very dramatic.
WoW guy has given Mr. Satan 10 points. How many style 15 points? 15 points,
5 per ring that he
played. Okay. How many style points did Piccolo get?
He blew a very nice, clean arrow.
Yes.
And it hit him very hard.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like 50 points.
Okay. Plus the 100 for,
plus
for
100
the knockout.
Him out. Yeah.
I love it. Piccolo moves on to the next round.
Yeah.
So our next...
And also his vape that he made from his body is pickle scented.
Oh, of course it is.
Like pickles.
Our next match is allies turned against each other. Goku. Versus Bulma.
Oh no! And they're best friends!
They're best friends.
I don't know if that's true or not.
They've
sure known each other a long time.
They've known each other the longest out of all the Z... Is Bulma even a Z fighter? No.
No, she's a character. She's not a fighter, I guess.
No, yeah. She sure knew Goku longer than anybody else.
Yep.
So...
She's super genius.
Super genius. So her reg...
I feel like Bulma's gonna be a pretty good contender. Because, like, she definitely customized the hell out of her reg.
Mm-hmm.
So... What's the announcer guy's name in the Tenkai Budokai tournament?
I don't know.
Who should be the announcer, man? I guess we didn't choose one. Is he just Mr. Referee from Metabots?
Yes, he is Mr. Referee.
I feel like we've had Mr. Referee as a referee from Metabots before, but he's such a good... His name
For
is literally
who
Mr.
never
Referee.
Watched Metabots, there's a character called Mr. Referee who, whenever there's a Metabots tournament, he runs... Out of nowhere, usually a giant cloud of smoke is behind him because he's running so fast. Uh-huh. And he shows up and he says, I am Mr. Referee, and I will be the referee for this match?
Yeah.
He's like has a standard thing he says.
Yeah, he has a spiel. And it's time to roll battle. So I guess in the universe of Metabots, like, he's just ping-ponging around the city, all cities? He's refereeing every match that ever occurs? Or is it just the main character's match? Are they assigned specific referees?
I don't know. But I think...
It's very cartoon logic.
Yes, cartoon logic. And imagine, like, the referee from Punch-Out or an old boxing match. He looks... He's got
the stripy shirt.
Stripy shirt, mustache. I want to say a bow tie.
I think so, yeah. Definitely always with a little microphone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Okay, so referee. Mr. Referee appears.
Yes. So, Bulma and Goku.
He just appears. And the WoW guy's like, wah? And all the officials are like, we didn't invite him.
Yeah.
Just to disappear. There was a cloud of smoke. He was running so fast.
And I guess we'll just let him do, like...
Yeah. I mean, he's refereeing. He's doing a good job. So
he's wearing the referee outfit. Bulma takes out a capsule, throws it on the ground. Ultimate vape rig. The most beautiful vape rig you've ever seen.
It's actually a wearable rig.
It's a wearable rig.
It's a mech suit.
Yes. And you know how all of the capsules are, like, bubbly and cute?
Yes.
It kind of looks like that.
Ooh.
And so she takes a big puff and shoots it out at Goku. And Goku dodges.
Do you know what I think she does?
What does she do?
She takes a big puff and then she blows in the smoke a perfect replica of the vape rig. that she just capsule bombed into existence. And then she grabs the smoke from the smoke vape rig and takes a puff off of that, and then she uses that to shoot at Goku.
Right. And
style and power.
Okay. And Goku dodges.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me here. Goku dodges, and he takes a puff on his vape rig, which is far less impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It is a standard vape rig. And he blows it at Bulma. Bulma manages to jump out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
She grabs her... She does it again. She takes a puff on her rig, blows a clone rig.
Yeah.
Which then...
And smoke.
She takes a puff on...
Puffs on the smoke rig.
Smoke rig. Blows it at Goku.
Mm-hmm.
Goku manages to dodge again. He takes another puff and blows it at Bulma. And Bulma is knocked out. Cheers.
Ooh, I see what's going on.
And you go to Wow Guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, the referee turns and points directly at Wow Guy.
And Wow Guy...
Verdict!
Wow. And Bulma ends up with 200 points.
What an upset!
And Goku only gets the 100 for knocking her out.
Mm-hmm.
Got no style points.
Yep. Come on, Goku. Get with it.
Goku has never lost anything.
He doesn't know what to do.
But he's the best.
Oh, he knows what to do. I just gotta train. I gotta train some more.
Yeah.
You guys. And then he flies away to the mountains. And he says, I'm gonna be off training. And then I'll come back and I'll be the ultimate vape master. And he flies off across the mountains. And they all look at him. And he disappears. Bing. And Gohan goes, but my birthday's next week, Dad. My son is graduating kindergarten. You said you'd be there.
Ugh. Remember how I protest? This is important to me, Dad. Like, I don't like vaping. Dad.
Stop disappearing for long periods of time.
Gohan puts in his iPod and puts on Nirvana and he just like...
They let him back in the stadium for good behavior.
Yes.
And he's been sitting with Videl.
Mm-hmm. So Bulma moves on to
also,
the next round.
There's also an unconscious Hercule next to them.
Yes. Our final round is...
We got Bulma. We got Yamcha.
Bulma moved to the next round.
Right.
Our final match.
So we got, still in the running, Vegeta moves on, Piccolo moves on, Bulma moves on.
Yes. Final round is Yamcha versus Future Trunks.
Oh, right.
So Future Trunks, obviously, his vape is a giant sword.
Yes. It's his sword.
It's his sword.
It's on his back.
But made into a vape rig.
Yes. And he looks really cool.
He
and
looks
his arms
so
are crossed.
Cool.
And he's standing sideways.
Yamcha. I want to say Yamcha.
Is Yamcha wearing a zoot suit? He was usually in like a really weird 80s suit with
he's wearing the zoot suit from Tom and Jerry.
The big yellow giant shoulder pad suit.
What's happened, Toots?
What's up?
Yeah. He's that's what he's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yamcha, I want to say...
Remember when he was a desert bandit?
Yeah.
It's very different back in Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball Z is so weird.
It's the weirdest franchise. Why do any of us like it? This is so dumb and bad and weird. Why is this so great? We're so addicted.
It's
I can't
the best.
Stop.
There's hundreds of hours
it's
of Dragon Ball.
It's terrible and also very good.
Oh, it's so good. Yamcha versus Future Trunks.
Mm-hmm.
I think Yamcha has a regular rig. Like a very standard...
Yeah, an actual vape.
An actual vape. A kind of vape that you would buy at a store.
Mm-hmm. Regular size.
So Future Trunks is going to like... He's going to use... His vape, like a real sword. Like, it's, like...
Wait, was there a curse on it?
This is how Future Trunks uses his vape.
Yes.
Is he takes a puff.
Well, no, first he takes the sword from his back.
Yes.
Shing! And then he goes, shing, 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 and does some cool sword tricks.
Yeah.
Does a backflip.
Yes.
And then holds the hilt.
Mm-hmm.
And click. Clicks off the top. And then a vape. Mouthpiece?
Yes.
Appears?
A vape.
That's the technical term for it. The vape
blowhole?
The vape blowhole appears.
Yes. And he takes a big fat puff off
chunk.
Of it. Chunk.
Yep. Chunks right off of it.
And he jumps at Yamcha. And he swings his his vape sword.
Is that allowed? Oh, they're not allowed to touch each other except with the vape smoke.
Okay.
So he's using intimidation tactics.
Yes. And Yamcha, surprised, falls backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And Trunks blows smoke, vape, smoke.
Blows some sweet, hot cotton cheddar.
Yes. At Yamcha, and just narrowly missing him.
Mm-hmm.
How does Yamcha counterattack?
Stands up.
Brushes himself up.
Mm-hmm.
Straightens his tie.
Yes. His zoot suit tie.
Rolls a cigarette.
Oh.
Smokes the cigarette.
Okay. Wow, he's very, very cool.
Flicks it away. Grabs his vape rig.
Man.
Rolls the vape rig. He pours the vape juice on a piece of rolling paper.
Uh-huh.
Rolls the paper.
Yes.
Vapes out of
a
cigarette that he just rolled.
Yes.
Well, he also put a tiny wire inside. Okay. So now it's an e-cigarette.
Right.
That he just made. Very classy.
Wow.
This guy.
So, and that was so cool that Future Trunks just dies.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. His soul leaves his body.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Is that what happens?
Is Future Trunks dead now?
I don't know.
Well, because Yamcha still needs to actually blow the cotton.
Okay.
And so...
That was so...
Oh, he blows the smoke and he makes a smoke sword.
Okay.
And then Future Trunks is like, oh, what? And then they have a sword fight.
Yes.
Ting, 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 ting. Ting, 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 ting.
And the crowd is going wild. They can't believe what they're seeing.
Yep. Okay, so he takes his smoke sword, and I think he manages to hit Trunks' rig right out of his hands.
Yes.
And it skitters across the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then he holds it to Trunks' throat and just slits his throat.
Oh my god.
And then smoke pours out of Trunks' neck wound. How did he do it? It's all part of the trick. He's not actually cut.
Yeah.
It's still part of the trick. The referee's going crazy. He's screaming, it's still part of the trick.
Wow guy is covered in smoke blood. And he's just like, wow.
Whoa, his heart's beating wildly. Woo.
This is the first time that Wow Guy has ever actually been impressed.
Yeah, Wow Guy takes out his own phone and turns it towards himself and takes a Vine.
Yes.
Of himself saying,
they bring Vine back.
Just for this trick? So everyone can see this sweet fake trick?
Who knew that Yamcha was that powerful?
Had it in him all along.
Vegeta, our rival, our favorite rival.
Mm-hmm.
How does he... He's not going to like this one bit.
Yeah. Well, that's his son up there, too.
That's true. His future son.
He completely forgets who Yamcha is as well.
Yeah.
And he turns to Bulma and he's like, do we know him? Is he part of the...
Is he, like...
And Bulma's like, yeah, no, that's
Yamcha. That's Yamcha. You know, Yamcha.
And Bulma's like, you know, me and Yamcha had, like
a thing.
And Vegeta's like, ugh. And Bulma's like, never mind.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want him to get jealous.
No.
And then he's feeling a little bit nervous. Because this guy beat Future Trunks. A Saiyan. And he turns to Bulma and he says, who's that other Saiyan up there? Do we know that guy? And she's like, that's the human Yamcha. And Vegeta goes, but he just beat Trunks. So he's
a Saiyan.
He's a Saiyan. And he turns to whoever's sitting next to him and he's like, what is it? And the guy's not affiliated with anyone.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh.
It's just it's an extra.
Maybe it's Kai.
It's
a little purple Kai.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Next up is Vegeta versus Piccolo.
Or is it Bulma versus Vegeta?
Yes, it's Bulma versus Vegeta and Piccolo versus Yamcha.
Because that seems just fraught with emotional tension.
Yes.
Husband and wife. Vaping for it all.
Vaping, putting it all on the line.
Who's going to take the big vape?
Who's going to take the big vape?
Can Vegeta go all out against his beloved Bulma?
I think that's what happens. I think...
Maybe he doesn't, and Bulma is so insulted. Fight me, you coward!
Oh.
And Vegeta's just dodging and blocking.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I am. And she's like, no, go all out. Come on, I know you. That wasn't even 40% of your power. They're always talking about percentages. What is with percentages in anime?
So Bulma is... Vegeta is just dodging out of the way, and Bulma's screaming.
So Bulma has activated her capsule.
Yes.
Her rig opens up into a mecha suit. She climbs into the mecha suit, and then she blows a sweet smoke ring that makes another mecha suit bigger.
Yes.
And then her mech suit climbs inside the smoke mech suit, and now it's double suit. Double mech suit.
And the double mech suit is punching down, stomping.
So the fists are made of smoke.
Yes.
So it can be used. Yeah.
And Vegeta is just dodging out of the way. I can't fight my beloved. That is my wife.
And if there's anything that I know about Vegeta, he always holds back in a fight. I was just going to make a joke that this is pretty out of character for Vegeta.
Okay, so Bulma's attacking.
Mm-hmm.
And Vegeta's like, he's conflicted. What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Bulma's like, fight me, you coward. Fight me. And he's punching down on Vegeta. He's getting frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes a big puff and he blows it right at Bulma's neck. And it's going through it. And it will...
It's shaped like a dagger?
Shaped like a dagger. And it's going to finish her off. And then Vegeta pulls back.
Can't do it.
I can't do it. And he drops to his knees.
And then he
gives up.
And then he is just on the ground, on his knees. And he's shaking and he's doing the thing in Dragon Ball where they're like blowing up their chi. And he's just so mad. And then he's making the growly sound.
Yeah.
And then he goes, Kakarot! He's like, fuck, wait, what was I doing again? Because he just hates Kakarot so
much.
And then he goes, Kakarot! And he just flies away into the mountains the same direction that Goku went. And he's like, I will get better at this than you! And Bulma's like, fucking I'm with this.
Can you... It's parent-teacher interviews tonight.
And then young Trunks runs up, Daddy, it was my birthday next week! They're such bad parents!
Yeah.
And Piccolo's just sitting in the back and he's like, oh, don't worry, guys, I bought them presents.
Yeah, exactly. Piccolo's the best secretary.
He's the best surrogate dad.
Yeah. So Piccolo versus Yamcha.
Yamcha, right. So Yamcha has changed his outfit into baseball uniform.
Yes. And he's blowing, he has made a smoke bat.
Yes.
And makes smoke balls and knocks them at Piccolo.
Yep.
And Piccolo's, you know.
Doing the shifty thing. Dodging real fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he blows a baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Throws it fastball style at Piccolo. And Piccolo makes a
glove?
What could he make, like a bat? To hit it back? Like just a baseball bat?
Yeah.
Does Piccolo rip off his own arm and then hold it like a baseball bat?
Piccolo's so dramatic.
And then whacks the smoke ball with his arm like a baseball bat.
And
whacks the smoke ball back at Yamcha.
And he is disqualified. You're not allowed.
But it was smoke he was hitting.
Never mind.
So I think it's okay. I think he can hold his own arm and use it as a baseball bat and hit the smoke ball back at Yamcha.
There's nothing in the
rule book. This makes perfect sense.
There's nothing in the rule book about ripping off your own arm and using it as a baseball bat.
And the referee is furiously looking through the rule book. What? How do you count for this? What is going on here?
Wow, guy is... He's
losing his mind. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa!
This is the most wows he's ever given.
Yeah. And his heart is growing. He never knew what it was like to be genuinely wowed.
Exactly.
Wowed.
What happens? How do we...
So playing baseball, Yamcha catches it with a mitt.
Mm-hmm.
He just had a mitt with him.
Oh, so regular mitt, not a smoke mitt?
And then he crushes it, and it dissipates. Yeah, regular baseball mitt.
Okay.
And it dissipates. And then Piccolo's turn to go on the offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got an arm. Blood spurting out. And then he goes, and then he squeezes his abdomen. And the vape juice starts coming out of his arm.
Oh, right, because
he's
part vape.
He is part vape. And he was using his third lung.
His third lung.
Filled with vape juice. And then vape juice is coming out of the hole. And then he drinks it.
Okay.
From his armhole.
Uh-huh.
Swishes it around in his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And
he...
It blows out of his nostrils as smoke? I don't know.
I think what happens...
What could he do?
Is he...
Oh, I know what he does. He puts his two fingers to his forehead. Concentrates.
With his ripped-off arm.
Yeah, he takes his ripped-off arm, and he's holding it.
Yes.
But the fingers on the ripped-off arm are attached to his forehead, mm-hmm. and he's just concentrating. And his arm socket is bulging.
Mm-hmm.
Bulging. And it's looking kind of gross. And then he plugs his nose and closes his mouth and blows out as hard as he can. And then a smoke arm appears from the socket.
And with that, he can actually...
And now he can punch.
Punch.
And he runs forward with the smoke arm.
So many action lines.
Oh, yeah. Action lines out the wazoo. And he swings at Yamcha. And what does Yamcha do?
What does Yamcha do? I think Yamcha gets punched.
Oh, he gets punched. Piccolo.
Piccolo punched Yamcha.
Punched him right in the face.
Yeah.
And he gets knocked back. And on his ass? Or just back against
the ring? He maintains his footing. And yeah, he's at the edge of the ring, and he's about to fall back, and he manages to balance himself right before.
Right.
And then counterattack. Maybe Piccolo's left himself open.
Ooh, that's right.
Yamcha still has a baseball bat.
Oh, he still has a smoke bat.
And he smoke bats Piccolo right in his now weak point, his arm hole.
Right. Well, his arm hole has a smoke arm.
It does have a smoke arm coming out of it. Maybe, what would, where does he hit him?
On his butt?
Yeah.
Maybe he swings through the legs.
Oh!
Right in the crotch.
Yes.
Dung! And Piccolo is very dignified and just assumed that there was like a code of honor among fighters. And Yamcha's like, I don't think so. And
yeah, Yamcha's got no code.
Smoke baseball bat straight to the nards.
Yeah.
And as we all know, Namekians have 3 nards. Actually, they have 0 nards because they reproduce asexually by laying eggs and then burying them in the field and then they grow like trees.
But he has nards.
He's got 3 nards.
Yeah. It's just a weak Alien point. Nards. It's a weak point only.
Yeah.
It serves no other purpose.
Yeah, no sexual purpose.
Yes. Besides being hilarious.
Hilarious.
And Wow Guy is laughing
just
his butt
himself.
Off.
Oh, man.
And Piccolo goes down.
Piccolo goes down. Ooh.
And
clutching his nards.
His arm dissipates.
Yep. Now he just has one hand. And he left his other arm on the other side of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
He lays down and rolls out of the ring.
Yeah. And
bonk.
Yamcha grabs
He lays down. He's like, ugh, and then Yamcha kicks him to roll him out of the stadium.
And then Yamcha walks over, he grabs the arm, and he throws it to a 10-year-old boy in the audience.
Wow! No, first he grabs the arm, and then he uses the arm to pick up his own vape rig, and then he vapes
of course.
A sweet smoke ring with the arm.
Yamcha's so cool. And Yamcha's now my favorite Dragon Ball
character. I know, he really is mine as well.
Yeah.
And he throws it to the 10-year-old boy.
And 10-year-old boy eyes a giant. Is like, oh my god, thank you. I'm gonna, one day I too will rip off my own arm.
And then be able to do the sweetest smoke tricks.
Smoke tricks, yeah.
Vape tricks. Maybe I'll rip off someone else's arm.
Yeah. The 10-year-old boy is very confused on what he is getting from this whole situation.
Uh-huh.
But he's excited.
Uh-huh.
So, our
I'm horrified.
And horrified. This is not where a 10-year-old boy should be.
Yeah.
Bulma versus Yamcha.
Oh yeah, I thought that this was the finals. Oh man, this is long.
Yeah.
Long tournament arm. And Bulma puts on her old school outfit from Dragon Ball. And Yamcha puts on his old school bandit outfit from Dragon Ball. And they're going to hash out some old rivalries.
Ooh, I love it.
And Bulma makes a new style vape rig.
Mm-hmm.
She chooses a different capsule.
Yes.
And this time, her vape rig looks like the Dragon Radar.
Mm.
Click, click.
And it's bringing back so many old memories for Yamcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yamcha's remembering his time hunting the Dragon Balls with his good friends.
Puar. Little cat friend Puar.
Mm-hmm.
And good buddy Goku.
Mm-hmm.
And Oolong the pig.
Oh, man.
And let's watch Dragon Ball.
Yamcha's just such a nostalgic, like, this... And Bulma, Bulma's a little more cynical.
Yeah.
Bulma, like, knows exactly Yamcha's weak points.
Mm-hmm.
And is very much using them.
And his boobies.
Yeah. And
he's scared of ladies. He's not scared of ladies no more.
But
he doesn't like ladies.
Okay, this is what it is. So, Bulma goes an all-out assault on nostalgia.
Yeah.
Dragon Radar makes a
Shenron
out of smoke.
Yeah.
Makes a a smoke band that plays the theme song from Dragon Ball.
The Canadian
English
language theme song?
Yes.
Yes.
Yamcha's just so, he's like back who he was when he was going on adventures with Goku and friends. And then Bulma does her final attack and reveals her boobies.
Oh my god.
And Yamcha.
Beeren, blood spreading out his nose.
And he flies off of the ring.
The blood spurts from his nose so hard that he also goes sailing over the mountains the same direction that Goku and Vegeta went. Presumably to land in the same area and train with them.
What we cut to is Goku and Vegeta sucking on vapes, training. And then suddenly, Yamcha.
Boom, Yamcha. He doesn't even care. He's in heaven. Yeah. There's like a giant crater with Yamcha in the middle. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what he's famous for anyways, is being in that image, dead in the middle of a crater.
And it's that image.
But this time he has big hard eyes and he's like, ah.
Yeah.
And then Goku and Vegeta. And Vegeta's like, who is that guy? He looks familiar.
Do we know him?
This guy? He's dressed differently now. I don't know.
And yeah, Bulma's the winner. Bulma's the ultimate vape.
The ultimate vape champion.
Vape champion. And the WoW guy gives
her a medal?
A medal. Well, a gold medal. A gold.
A golden rig.
A golden rig.
Yes.
Yes. The end.
Great. Awesome.
The crowd goes wild. Yeah. WoW guy. His heart, his cold, cynical heart has been awoken by this beautiful vape.
A single tear of vape juice trickles down his eye. And he says, I gotta go right some wrongs.
Yeah.
And then he turns, and that same girl from the mine is in the crowd. And he goes up to her, and he says words for the first time. And no one's ever heard him say anything but wow. But now he says, I know you were just trying your best. And it's tough in this world. You did a good job. And I appreciate the smoke that you blew for me at that party. It was great. And I hope I see a lot of more great vape tricks from you.
And she
goes, I don't remember you.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Were you at Tony's party?
Yeah. You want to do some quick sandwich criticism? I think we're running a little long, so let's be quick.
Oh, yes, that's right.
One thing you liked.
One thing I liked. All the vape tricks.
All the vape tricks.
And learning a lot about vaping.
Yes. One thing you didn't like?
The difficulty in creating a roster?
Yeah. Making a tournament is hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe...
And then you gotta, like, make rules and follow the rules, and then it's... Yeah. Whew. Should've done some planning beforehand.
And...
Should've figured out a roster beforehand.
Last thing I liked, it was, remembering Dragon Ball and how good it is.
Just all the nostalgia.
Yeah.
Another thing I liked is Dragon Ball Z. I like Dragon Ball Z. Mm-hmm. I would say that's one thing that I liked.
Yeah.
It was great.
I like just, like, Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball, and you know what? I didn't even mind GT.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was fine.
It was fun.
I never watched it, actually.
I watched it a little bit. It was fun.
Vegeta had a mustache in the beginning, which is okay. I could get on board with that.
Yeah, exactly. It was a good look.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it back, Toriyama.
Hashtag, bring back the mustache. Bring back Vegeta's mustache.
Yes. If you'd like to suggest characters for us.
Has any character had facial hair when they went Super Saiyan?
No.
I need to see a Super Saiyan mustache.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I can't believe we have never seen that yet.
If you'd like to help us remember our favorite animes from our childhoods, submit characters to ffwrshow@gmail.com. I am your editing manager, Spencer Squares.
And I'm your managing editor, Liz Cernick. Big thank you to the band known as Seawater Bliss for the use of their song Theme from Teen Wolf 2 as our intro and outro.
And remember, when in doubt, just AU that garbage.
Dragon Ball Z!
Can't believe what they're seeing.
Yep.
Yamcha delivers a blow across
Slash.
Across chunks. Trunks.
Chunksy trunks.
Yamcha delivers a bro.
drunk trip? Your liver's broke.
I'm a little drunk.
Takes a big wig off his wig, blows the smoke, and take a chunk. Chunk it.